Hey, friends. Listen, we did a survey for all the people who purchased our signature budget template. And we had this wonderful special person, Natalie, respond back. She loved the template and we asked her to come on here and share her experience.
So she's going to tell you about where they were, which is, I think, really interesting. You can totally relate where they were. Have you ever been really excited that you weren't going to have to pay daycare fees anymore, and only to find out that, oh, I accidentally spent all that money anyway? That's where they were. And she kept trying to budget on her own, which I know you can relate to because we hear it from you guys all the time. I'm trying to do this and it just doesn't work, or something's not. And then her and her husband weren't exactly on the same page. Mm-hmm. So she's telling that whole story, which is super relatable and you're going to love it. And then she's also telling you how she used the signature budget template, which I think is helpful if you're thinking about maybe this is the system that's finally going to do it for me. We think it will. And you're going to be able to hear from her how she implemented it, how it changed her marriage, how she's able to start figuring out how to save for dance for her girls and all this other stuff.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget, or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together, or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
All right, guys, so let's dive in.
So tell us who you are and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Natalie. I am a mom of 2 young girls. They are 4 and 5 years old, so they keep me quite busy. We are a family of 4. So it's my husband, myself, and my 2 girls. And we live in Cave Creek, Arizona. So we're all the way over here. And just we're both full-time working parents. The girls are in kindergarten and preschool. So we're just getting through that young kid phase.
Yeah. That's awesome. Over in Arizona. We have a couple clients that are over there living the not as ridiculous weather as us. Or are you getting the ridiculous weather as us life?
Today, it's quite cold. I find it quite cold. It was 45 on my way to work. And I went, that's way too cold for me. But
are you in northern or southern Arizona?
So I'm just north of Scottsdale. So we're pretty near Phoenix.
Okay. Awesome. Then the desert can get cold, y'all.
Yeah. They don't think about that. Clean, though. It's not like the rest of the country right now.
Yeah. We don't know what's happening in Florida. We are no longer. I saw a meme on Facebook saying we're done with our free trial of Alaska weather.
Yes.
Please take it back.
No, thank you.
We can't. We're too much of a baby for that. So anyway. Awesome. So tell us about what happened, how you found our budget. So the point here, we're talking today about the budget template and how you put it into place and how you're so awesome. And you put an emoji when we asked you about how you liked it, which we knew you were our people then. So tell us what led you to seeking that out in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. It all started this summer when we were looking at moving from our private daycare to kindergarten for my 5-year-old. And then we were thinking of moving from the private daycare to the on-site elementary school preschool for my other daughter. So we were all in the same school. It's a public school. So we thought, oh my goodness, this is going to be the greatest. We are going to save so much money, start paying off some bills because we are no longer paying the daycare pricing. We were so excited for that moment. Then it came down to the fall. And we still overspent every single month, even with that savings. And we just could not wrap our heads around, why is this still happening? Why are we going over budget? I don't understand. And I kept opening Excel sheets. And I'm like, I got this. I can use Excel. I was opening Excel sheets. I'd put numbers in a couple cells over here and then be like, oh, yeah, maybe I should put some spending over here. Maybe bills should go over here. It had no flow to it. It wasn't easy to read. I forgot why I put numbers in certain areas. I couldn't remember what it was helped for. So I finally gave up on the Excel sheet and just went, okay, I'm just going to look at our expenses and just see how we're spending every day. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to look at them anymore. So that didn't work. And I do have a commute to work. It's about 35, 40 minutes every day to work. And I do like to listen to podcasts on my way to and from work. I started looking for some that would offer some quick financial tips that maybe I could listen to. Mm-hmm. So your podcast popped up and I started listening to it. And I thought, wow, they're pretty fun to listen to on the way to work because it kept me engaged. I was actually listening. I didn't feel like I needed to have a pen and paper while driving to try to write down any crazy financial jargon. I understood it. I could remember it easily. So I loved that. And then you started talking about your budget template. And I thought, wow, that would be nice. And I kept listening to all of the details on it. And this is going to sound really terrible. And I don't advise doing this. But you popped up and said, get yours now. And it definitely worked because while I was driving, I went, I have to get it now. And I pulled it up on my phone while I was driving. I don't advise. That's not very legal. And I put in the request and I purchased it right then and there on my way to work. And then, of course, I spent the first hour of work not paying attention to work. And I actually was playing with the budget template and looking at it. That's how that kind of came about. And so far, I have absolutely loved it. It has been exactly what I needed. So
We're so glad that you love it. Thank you for the feedback. Yes, maybe not do it while you're driving. Maybe pull over. It's fine. She was so excited. Didn't matter.
We never do anything like that.
No.
Don't worry about that. But I think what's so cool is that you're our people, which I told you we knew that when you used the emoji, but you it's not that you don't like the numbers. It's not that you're not willing to look at them. You just hadn't quite found the system that made it quote unquote fun or pretty or whatever, mm-hmm. or makes sense.
Or organized.
And you were trying so hard. And I love, can you imagine? This is like us. I just got a new spreadsheet. I'm so excited.
It's regular.
So I just love that.
Yeah, for sure. I know when we look at something new, we're all in for however long until we're not.
But kids don't get fed.
No.
So there's fires. It's fine.
I'm like, don't give me a new project because nobody will get dinner. It's fine. No, we're so glad that you found it. After you started looking at it, at work, obviously. What specific features of the template did you love the most?
First of all, it's very pretty. And I really like pretty things. And so the colors, just the way it was laid out, I loved it. And it didn't look like a very boring spreadsheet that if I'd probably called a financial professional advisor about, they'd give me some boring Excel sheet that I already tried to make myself that obviously didn't work. So it was very pretty and I liked looking at it and the way it was organized. So far, I really liked the debt tracker because we do have debt and it was harsh reality almost to put all of that in there and list it and have that circle pie graph all of a sudden show me exactly where I was at. And that was a great tool, to be honest. It was very eye-opening and I appreciated that so much because we know where we're at in the back of our minds without wanting to face it. And that seeing it all there in one condensed spreadsheet really was the point where I said, wow, we have some work to do on this. We can't ignore it any longer. It's there. And then having that flow through into the debt snowball tab, I just click over the little tab and there it all is, a plan of action of what I can look at, which one I need to do first. So I really appreciated that. What I really, truly love is the monthly spending sheet. So January budget, I look at it now every day. So every time now I have a ding on my phone that says, you have paid this bill or this charge went through. And I pull up my spreadsheet. I get excited and I go, there it is. Click, check mark, done. And that makes me so excited. It feels very accomplished when that happens. Very easy to read. I love seeing the bill section and the spending section and then the income section on top that shows us our income per month and then everything that needs to be taken out. It makes it very easy to read and great to use. I would say the other thing that I absolutely love is the paycheck plan button, the tab. And I really like that because first time I ever told my husband, let's try the cash method. He was like, that's a stupid idea. We're not doing that. He really did. And then this paycheck plan, I went, oh, we could really follow that. We just need to go to the bank and pull out this exact amount each time we get paid and there's our funding. And I really liked seeing it in such a simplified way. It made it quite easy to understand and to explain to my husband, which was great. And then the really tough part was seeing the debt-free budget tab. Love that tab. Very harsh reality for us as well to say, this is what we could have if we didn't have our debts in place as we do right now. So we've always been thinking about getting a new backyard. When we bought the house, the backyard was in rough condition. And with the two kids, we want them to be able to play. Right now it's dirt, rocks, and cactus. And we don't particularly like that for the kids.
What's the most friendly?
We had some quotes on getting it completely fixed up to our dream quote. See just how much we're looking at. And it was well beyond anything we could even possibly fathom. And so when I looked at the debt-free budget tab, I went, look at this. If we had debt-free budget, we could literally just spend 4 months or save 4 months of pay in our savings, and we would have the backyard we want that we can't even think about right now. Mm-hmm. So that was a great tab to have just to really see where we could be if we got rid of everything that we'd been moving from month to month.
I think it allows you, like you said, it creates a vision, right? So I know sometimes in the moment of when you have debt, it feels bogged down, maybe like that's never going to happen. It's never going to be reality, but it is a reality if you just work on one debt at a time. And as you eliminate them and then you go over to that debt-free tab or the debt-free budget tab and, oh, this is what our life is going to look like when that debt is gone.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that you said that I want to talk about. And I think, like Vanessa said, it's really good to just see it. And it's so good that you guys you have the right attitude. It's easy to get down on yourself, but what good is that going to do? That's not going to help you make progress. So just getting it all. And I think that is another thing, hopefully, about this thing is it's putting your full financial picture together. It's not just your monthly budget. It's not just what debts you have or your subscriptions or whatever. This is where we're at with our debt. This is what we can do monthly. This is what we do every payday. Oh, by the way, this is what retirement might look like or what it will look like once we slog through this debt and like really get it done. It's the full picture, so it really helps you. But let's be honest, it's really about those check boxes. I do the same thing, Natalie. I love that by the 15th, basically, I think I have one bill that comes out later in the month. All my check boxes are off and I'm like, watch me. And I just, like you said, I feel so accomplished. Mm-hmm. I know all my money is done. All my spending and savings have already gone wherever they're going to go. And I'm like, look, check boxes. Because that doesn't happen in real life, but it can happen with your budget. It really can.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's the one part of tracking it, especially the bills and the debts, knowing that everything is coming out, knowing and trusting the numbers and saying, okay, this money is in my bills account and I know everything is going to get paid because I'm checking these boxes. The money is there and you don't have to worry about it. And I love when our clients go in, they're checking the boxes and we have our sessions and, oh, this is all taken care of. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think about it or go back into the account and look it up.
And it's like joyful checking. It's not a lot of times before the situation, you're checking like, is there money? Do the bills get paid? Is there fees? Is there transfers? It's not like that. It's, oh, look, everything's happening. Check, check, check. It's a good version. But so I love that. And I also want to speak to what you said about with your husband, the paycheck plan, because that's how we feel. We want it to be simple and everybody can do it and understand it. And I think your money situation gets so much more clear when you know every 2 weeks or however often you guys do your paycheck plan, we're getting this amount of money in this account. And it never changes. It's not if or when. It's like, I have to make it the next 2 weeks on this money. And it totally, you can. Versus any other method, it's a wish and a prayer or you're overspending and you don't realize it or whatever. So I agree. I think for couples, it really simplifies things.
I have so many clients that are like, I have never seen this much money in my accounts before. Mm-hmm. Because it's the way that we have it set up. Everything is organized and it's put very specifically in a certain account or... And they're like, I just have never thought that I could save this much money or have this much money for bills and still be able to buy groceries and gas and have a little bit of pocket money. Mm-hmm. But it's just because it lays it out, like you said, pretty and easy to read and organize, and it makes you want to do it.
Yeah. So when it comes to you and your husband, like you mentioned, you guys it's a new game ever since this summer, and then you're trying to do it on your own and all these different things. And now you've got the paycheck plan. So tell us have your conversations gotten better or more clear? You guys are on the same page. You have the same goals. What's going on there?
Absolutely. It's definitely gotten a lot easier to the point where he's even asking me, how do we look for the rest of the month? Where are we at? So that I consider a huge win. When I first put everything in the plan, I put everything in the budget tracker to see exactly where we are. I said, it was the morning of a weekend and I went, Rob, today I would like to talk to you about our budget. I think this is a conversation we need to actually sit down and address seriously. And he agrees with that. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. We always knew that we needed to tackle this and really get some control on it. So we waited until the girls were in nap time and quiet time. And we sat down. I had everything on the tracker. I brought my laptop over. We sat down and I said, here are all of our deaths. And so he had the same kind of reaction that I did, where it was very eye-opening when you see it all together right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. And it's tough to look at, but it is there. It's not going to go away.
It's just not there because you didn't look at it. Yeah. It's still over there.
It's still there. So then I showed him exactly, you know, the monthly budget, how it's broken out. I said, I think we really should try this cash method as well for the envelopes and just trying that for some expenses to start, and we'll build upon it. But I think that paycheck plan tab, I showed him that. And that's something that's helping us get through those weekly and biweekly expenses, like groceries and gas and birthday parties for kids, because apparently if you're in kindergarten, you get invited to a million birthday parties now.
That never changes. I just want you to know.
Hey, great.
Well, I think it does get a little less as they get a little older. They don't, it's not the whole class necessarily getting invited. So I'm helping with that. Did I help? I helped. That's just one little thing, but I totally know what you mean. When we were all younger, I don't remember going to this many birthday parties. And how do I fund it? Now, we have where we just give cash. We're just like, here's cash. And we don't have to, because not only do you have to plan for the schedule-wise, then you got to pay for it. Then you got to pick a present and their kids are like, oh, I don't really know. Johnny picks his nose when I'm not looking at him or whatever. You're like, that's not helping me figure out a gift. I need actual information. So anyway,
we have a system where our kids make the card and they get the money in the cart and then we're done. Like, I don't have to go anywhere or do anything else.
Yes.
Except really bring you to the party.
But anyway, we know. I love what you were saying, because you want a system to know that's all covered, yeah. Right?
Exactly.
So the paycheck plan was helping you.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely was helping. And we are still looking at it monthly and making tweaks and adjustments. And as we get to the end of the month, did we a little bit overspend in a non-cash envelope over here? Possibly. So we can tweak it and adjust it month to month. And I love that it's not just one massive tab and one massive sheet that has all the months on it together, because that would be overwhelming for me. Mm-hmm. So I love that the numbers I put in January transfer over to February. And if I need to tweak a little bit, I can, but it all just transfers from one sheet to one sheet till we get to the end of the year. And that was a huge help as well, just not to have to input everything month after month.
Yes.
Yes. And then the other thing was, again, that debt-free budget tab. And I said, look, we could have our backyard that we wanted if we tackled the debt we have right now. And we can do it. It's going to take a little bit of work, but we can do it eventually and we'll get it done. And he was very open to the conversation. It wasn't a complete shutdown. Oh, no, I don't know what to do. This is all crazy. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that. He was very open to seeing it. He was clicking through the tabs, looking at our numbers, getting actively involved. And again, now he's coming to me because he knows I open it every single day. And on the weekends, I get up extra early to check my finances, open my spreadsheet before the girls are awake, and I look at it for the weekend. I probably look at it too much, to be honest, but that's okay. No.
I think it's good to be focused on something that you have this dream of this backyard while your girls are still little enough to go play in it.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think it's good to be hyper-focused on that while you're on the mission.
And I think we tell people, especially at the beginning, there's no problem or there's no issue of logging in every day and just checking it. Just keeping your eyes on it so it doesn't get away from you. So
you didn't say eyes on the prize.
Eyes on the prize. But sometimes we'll look at it and then the week gets away from us and then we end up looking at it again maybe next Sunday and things have happened. We haven't updated it. So if you just like log in, spend 5 minutes a day on it, we think that is really good. Yeah. If you're listening to this and this resonates with you guys, listen, pull over right now and buy the template.
Okay. So what we mean is, if you heard Natalie say should do it while she's driving, we're not necessarily condoning that. If you're listening, you're hearing her story, it feels like it's your story, basically, or you feel like this is the sign I finally need to do this, I need to commit, I need to get my life together, I need to get my finances organized, Natalie's talking about, get it on the same page, we have a special deal for you. Just in honor of Natalie, because she's so awesome. She's just so awesome. We want to give you a coupon, and you can go purchase this entire system, our signature budget template, for $25 off, and you're going to use the coupon code Natalie. And that's what's going to happen. And you're going to love it. It's going to be great.
It's all going to be in the show notes. So go to myideabalance.com/budget and type in that coupon and you'll get that discount. I do have a question. How long? When did you buy it? How long have y'all started? Have y'all been using it?
I would say the first month though, we bought it, I believe, in October, and we started putting everything in November. I put everything in the beginning of October. I believe it was the beginning of October. And I put everything in and I said, we're halfway through the month. So this month, we're just, it is what it is. And November, we'll start focusing on it again. Mm-hmm. And so November, we had a plan. November, we did very well on the plan. Then we did not have a savings bucket for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And while Christmas derailed us a little bit, I'm fully planning on doing that for next Christmas. We're going to be prepared. At least we knew where we were at. So I could see the direction we were going in December. So that helped because I could see it. I said, oh, we have overspent over here. And I know that already because I see our budget and I know how much we actually still have to get.
And I'm the mom and I know exactly everything that's still on the to-do list.
Exactly. So we had that. And then January came and we're actively looking at it right now. Again, like I said, he even came to me the other day and said, how are we looking for the end of the month? Where are we at? Are we still in a good place to make it through the, we have our mortgage on the first and that's when preschool payment is due. So we know that's coming and he now has an active interest. Not that he didn't have an active interest before, but now he's almost as excited as I am about it, which is, I think, a great thing. So we have a lot more open communication because of, I attribute it to this template, because it was such an easy to read tool that now we have open dialogue on it and it's not such a scary taboo topic. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily like the topic always, but it's open and that just helps our relationship just have that communication on where we need to be.
So. Yeah, it's really hard because money and especially debt and the desire for some of these wishes that you guys have, like the backyard, there's so much emotion going in that. And then when you don't have a plan, you've got you, who's obviously a planner, obviously likes to have ducks in a row. You've got probably both of you feeling the lack of security and knowing what's actually happening and the weight of that. And then for you're both working, but even for him as the husband provider kind of deal, he's, if I talk about this, not consciously maybe, but it makes him feel like maybe he's not doing good enough, which is not true. But that's all happening. But all the things that are happening, junk, it's junk that's between your relationship. And I agree. Once you are doing it together, number one, and then having a plan that you both can see and understand and you're working and tackling, you're on the team together. That's like game changing. It's so good for a relationship.
And having, like you said, that open communication, I think that's huge. I just recently graduated a client this week and she said, I am talking about this with my husband. Now I broke that wall down and we're having this conversation about money that we've never had before. And it's been such a taboo conversation. Yeah. In their household. And now like their marriage is magically getting better because of all this, but it matters. It does make a big difference.
Yep. I love it. Okay. So you've been doing it since November. Okay. I think a big win is knowing that you can start your savings buckets maybe this January. You guys are starting this. Have you been able to implement anything like that? Yeah.
So I've started to look into the savings accounts and seeing how many I can open with my current bank to try to retitle them. So that's something I'm actively looking into. I'm hoping to have that done at least by mid-February, but that's something that's like next on my to-do list. Okay, figure out how we do this. Also, my daughter is very active in dance now, which came as a large unexpected surprise with all the fees with that. So that's another thing that we're going to create a savings bucket for to say, okay, now we're going to try to save for that. And this template really has helped with that because I can see, okay, how much can I take from this bill, this spend account and put over there so that I have a fund later on. And so I'm not back to where we were.
Yeah. And I think it's really great you're starting that as her dance career is just beginning to bud. Because I just think of Vanessa's daughter started travel volleyball and apparently my daughter's starting gymnastics. And we didn't know. We did. We knew it wasn't going to be cheap.
The one fee.
Yeah. And we knew it wasn't going to be cheap. But having that hit you in the face is not fun at all. But we have clients all the time that we're working on helping them to not feel that gut punch. And let's get prepared like you are. And I just think I don't know how long you guys have been married, but your marriage is on a good foot and the girls are young because you know how it is. Things are just going to get more complicated. Someday you'll be looking at prom dresses or whatever. And so now you already have the systems in place while they're in kindergarten and preschool or pre-K. And that it's just going to make every next year easier and better for you guys.
I have a client right now. Both of her daughters are in cheer. And so one of the cheer competitions is like $3,000, just one. And so the idea of saving for that over 12 months instead of just fronting the bill in 1 month is like mind blowing for her. So we're figuring that out and how that fits into her budget. And she's just so thankful because no one's ever told them that before, or that idea has never, they never thought about that.
Yep.
Like for our daughters, being able to save 12 months for this sport, 12 months for prom or whatever that thing is. I have clients right now, I'm talking about spring break. And they're like, we just got over Christmas. I'm like, listen, spring break's in 2 months. Like you can't front a $2,000 bill if you're going to go out of town. We have to start budgeting for that now. And so just being prepared and having a plan ahead of time is really helping.
Yeah.
Yep. So Natalie, you're awesome. And I do think you, I don't know, you might be a special unicorn because you're as excited and nerdy about all of it as we are.
Yeah.
But that being said, what would you say to anybody who's where you were when you were so excited that you weren't going to have as much bills, and then you're like, oh, wait, we actually spent it? And what would you say to Natalie from last summer about getting to where you are now, where you're feeling a lot better about it?
I would say just look at it, organize it, just face it. And once it's there, all laid out in front of you, you can game plan what to do in the future and really see what your future is. And I don't be hesitant on spending the money on the budget template, because it is 100% worth it. It has paid itself over a million times so far, just with future planning, reality checks, and just open communication with my husband. So I would say it's absolutely 100% worth it. Just get it and see what you can be in the future with that. So.
That's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. So listen, y'all heard her. Okay, this is it. We did not tell her to come on here. Like, she volunteered to come on here and share this story with you guys. She is loving this template. You can go over and check that out at myidealbalance.com/budget.
Yes. Thank you so much, Natalie. Maybe you should get to work instead of talking about budgeting all the time.
No, I'm just kidding. Thank you.
So we're so grateful that we got to see your beautiful face and hear your story. It's really encouraging. It's really awesome. And we personally are really excited for you, your husband, your girls next. And just send us a picture when you get that yard, that dream, that
yard.
We'll be so excited to celebrate that with you. So have a great day. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you both.
All right. See you next time.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.